After a recent incident in the Kelly Garden area, it took an awful long time the unit to respond to requests to attend, and because they were otherwise engaged. And this is what prompted the question from Joe Boland. Take the size of Donegal, and if there's more than one incident at any given time, then it would make sense to, instead of having an armed response unit stationed at the most southerly point of the county, that sense to have one based in North Donegal. So, look, it was very much welcomed by all in the JPC that there was moves on already underway to select Gardaí and to form a second armed response unit.
It's the kind of thing you hope you'd never need, but unfortunately you could go 2 years without needing it, and then one day you would, and it's then when you need it there. So it's not something you can sort of say there's not a need for. You would always need this type of unit on standby, I think, especially, you know, in the north of the county, given the size of the county.
Yeah, and that was the feeling of the members of the JPC on Monday, that, you know, they were very concerned that with there only being one armed response unit, and if they were caught up in duties, and God forbid, but needed elsewhere, then you would have to have a response from the likes of Monaghan or Dundalk, and they have to travel all the way around the border.
Mm.
So, times of the essence and emergency cases like this, as we all know.
But for sure. And
the superintendent pointed out also that there was armed Gardaí in the county, and that all detectives were trained in firearms, and that there was cover there of some out, but having a dedicated response unit was probably the best way to be.
Well, that's positive news. I presume the border came up for discussion as well, because there's probably one JPC meeting before we could be looking at a hard Brexit. And sorry to get back to this subject again, but look, we're right in the heart of it here in Donegal. In terms of policing, we know the Garda Representative Association say, look, we need more members up here, full stop, not least in the case of having to do anything on the border. Was there much talk of policing responsibility post a potential hard Brexit?
Yeah, and it's something that's been coming up as the JPC since Brexit first raised its ugly head. We've discussed it in a number of meetings. I've actually emailed the Commissioner, Drew Harris, on two occasions asking him for a meeting or to meet a delegation from the JPC or to attend one of our JPC meetings here in Donegal, to hear it firsthand, the concerns that the JPC members have, and not just the JPC members, but rank and file Gardaí in relation to the resources or the lack of resources that we currently have in Donegal.
I think that's a really good point too, because you would know from talking to senior Gardaí generally, but also at these meetings, you know, really high-ranking Gardaí, that it's a struggle sometimes to get the resources up here, that they have to make the argument about, you know, the borders to the, you know, to the east and to the west, one being the sea, I suppose, and one being the border with Northern Ireland. But you're always sort of making an argument against police resources being sent to Galway or Cork or retained in Dublin. So it's a frustration that the senior cops here also feel.
Yeah, and it's something which the senior management here in Donegal have always been asking us and encouraging us to raise wherever we can, either as politicians or as a JPC, the lack of resources that we have, the geographical size of the county, and the long border that we have with highly populated areas in the six counties. So, I mean, and through elected representatives, whether it be TDs, senators, councillors, or the PPN members in the JPC, we have been trying to do that and work with senior Garda management here in the county to bring it to the attention of those in the higher echelons of the Gardaí that Donegal is different from your Sligo's and Mayo's and Galway's, because we have, as you say, we have two borders. We have a land border with the six counties, and then we have the border of the seas, and that brings its own problems. We have discussions on that and with the various ports that have right across the coast, and how sometimes criminals can be using these ports for nefarious activities. So, look, it's something the JPC has been very much involved in and will continue to do, and I was instructed at the meeting on Monday to once again write to the Commissioner again requesting that meeting with the JPC, or for him to come and attend our JPC meeting.